This is Kaylee Foster. I'm joined here today with Agricultural Sales Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner Drake Williams from the Cherokee FFA chapter in Oklahoma. Drake, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good. Now that that's done, I can breathe finally, but pretty good.
I bet. Why don't you first just explain to me what your project was? It sounded really interesting.
Okay. About three and a half, four years ago, a fellow FFA member and I contemplated buying some cattle together, and after looking at the markets, and his dad owns a starting lot, we decided cattle were going to be too high risk, too expensive, and so we opted, his younger brother had bought some goats that year, so we opted towards the goat option, and they were cheaper, you didn't take as much to feed them, didn't need as much space, and so it started out with five pygmy goats, which our parents were not happy about, and a little over 3 years later, I've sold right over 1,600, 1,700 head goats to go back into the country for replacements, breeding projects, some stuff to go back in for breeding purposes. And that's been the main focus of the operation is breeding purpose, broadening the customer base, and involving more younger kids into it. Because it's not something that's very well known. They're the most recently domesticated animal that we're showing. And it's not something that we are just all about just yet. And I think it's pretty cool, and we ought to be.
I like that. So you said that you were worried about space with cattle. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned a couple thousand goats that you've gone through. How did that work out?
We lucked out, honestly. The old ag teacher in Cherokee, Ray Sharp, had all of his pens still available. I lucked out. All of his pens were still available. And his widow was still living there, and she didn't have anyone using the pens. So one day, that younger brother of my friend went over to rent the wheat pasture, and I went with him and said, is there any way I could potentially use your barn for these goats to house them and kind of move them around? She said, yeah, no problem. I'd love to have something out here that I can walk out here and see, because she was so used to having sheep out there for 30, 40-something years. And it was really nice. We got along great. There were some early mornings and some late nights unloading trucks out there she wasn't very happy about, but we got it all worked out, and we're all on good terms now. But it was a lot. Those pens held a lot. We built a lot on there just having some friends come help me and buying dinner and, build a new pen for this trailer that's coming in. Guys, come on,
So I guess, is this something you want to continue into the future, or has this shaped, your future plans at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm a freshman this year at Northern Oklahoma College on the livestock judging team there in Tonkawa. And through the past, I'd say 3 months, it's been a little bit of a struggle finding a place over there to house a couple hundred goats. Because it's just not something that everyone comes to you every day and says, you got room for these. And so it was, it took about two and a half weeks ago, I found a place. And so I've been right back into it. Just haven't missed a beat. Everyone kind of questioned where I was at for 3 months once I got back to seeing all my friends at the barns and stuff. But it's back to normal. Back to going to, I'm going to 2 sales a week now. Hope to make it 3 next week as soon as we get out of here. And then come December. Or not December, at the end of November, beginning of December, hopefully we'll be hitting 6 of them a week.
Thanks, Drake. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
This award was sponsored by Nutrien Ag Solutions and Valent USA Corporation. I'm Kaylee Foster with National FFA.